The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You know, AI can do pretty much anything, whether it's writing a cover letter, a mathematical equation, writing a CV, or even now creating music. And the use of AI to generate, if you like, a creative endeavour has sparked ethical concerns in the industry and raised issues over questions of authorship and the complex issue of copyright and fair compensation. So just how easy is it to make a song using AI? Well, Adrian Weckler, the tech editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, is with me now. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've been playing with this technology.
I have, because this technology has essentially taken what you do for ChatGPT, like a text prompt, and you can now just enter a few lines into a box and it creates an entire song for you. Lyrics, the type of music you want, the type of genre, whether it's rock, jazz, country, you know, hip hop, metal, whatever you like. And there's a few platforms that will do this for you, free to use. One is called Suno, another one's called Udio. And I've been messing around and I inputted a simple line. I just entered the prompt, an anthem about doing a news talk radio show every morning. That's what I entered.
Okay. An anthem about doing a news talk radio show every morning. Did you tell it what kind of genre you wanted?
I asked for three different versions. I asked for one, jazz, two, speed metal, and three, country folk Americana.
Okay, well, let's start with jazz.
Every morning light, I'm tuning in, feel it right, with the jazz, that flow's got that style. Everybody knows, making sense of the news, with a beat that's pure and true. Talk it out, bring the sound, this radio life knows no bounds.
This radio life knows no bounds. Now, the voice is fake, the music is fake, the instruments are all fake.
Everything is fake. Everything is generated and synthetic from whatever mysterious trove of music they train their algorithms on.
And that's the question in terms of copyright. I mean, the voice there is kind of a touch of Sinatra, Tony Bennett.
I would say even a little before that. I'd say even maybe 40s, 30s, 40s, the kind of the swing band aesthetic. But what it very, very, very plausible. If you or I heard that, you wouldn't think necessarily it was synthetic.
Okay, so that the same theme, but now we're going for a different genre.
Heavy metal.
I reckon that'd wake them up at 9 o'clock in the morning when I start with that.
I mean, again, very plausible. I mean, if you heard that on your Spotify, your Apple Music, your Deezer, even on a radio station, you might think, yeah, okay, that's not bad. I wonder who they are. I wonder, will I look them up on Spotify?
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the final genre
was a country folk Americana version.
So that's, well, she's a bit off key, I thought. But anyway, that's
you could nitpick there. But that was done on Udio, which actually has an Irish co-founder, believe it or not, based in the States. But the two big platforms are Udio and Suno. And they have apps and they have websites and you can go on. And it's just like ChatGPT. You put in a few sentences. You can pick your styles. You can pick your rhythm. You can even upload some musical influences if you like. And it will spit out these pretty decent versions of songs.
Now, people are actually accessing some of these fakes on Spotify, you know, to enjoy them.
Absolutely. So most this year, there was a big controversy over a band called The Velvet Sundown, which is kind of like a country rock band. And they appeared out of nowhere and they released two albums in June. And actually, it turned out that it was an AI band, synthetic. But they had an entire backstory. They had photographs, they had videos, and they had music that started racking up listeners to the tune of 1 million monthly listeners. So, in other words,
who gets the money?
So now this is it. So this is where it gets really interesting, because with Spotify and Apple Music and others, it's a kind of an arrangement where they will pay royalties to a publisher, or somebody is registered there. So they would have collected that music. Now, where it starts to get interesting is where others, there is not the Velvet Sundown, but there is a fraud problem with all of this, because what some people do is they create AI songs in seconds, upload them to a major streaming service, and then they have bots play them tens of thousands of times, and then they collect the revenue from it.
So they pretend they are a real composer,
yeah,
a real artist. They upload them and then use the bots to click, click, yeah, click, 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 click.
They reckon it's worth about $200 million a year, because it's about 200 billion. Is that math? I have that right? It's maybe 20 billion, sorry. 20 billion is the annual digital music revenue from all of those platforms. So it's about, I think it's about 1% or so.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a difficulty that you can cheat the Spotify system. And obviously the people who get the most plays get the most money, whether it's Taylor Swift or whoever it might be, they get the most money.
Yep.
But suddenly, and they have to divide the pot.
They
divide it proportionally. Yeah. So suddenly if you've got these bots racking up the plays of this AI music, they might eclipse Taylor Swift and get more
money
than her.
They could eventually. Now, it's compounded by the fact that only one of the platforms, Deezer, will apply an AI music, AI generated label. So Spotify doesn't do it, Apple Music doesn't do it. And when asked why they don't do that, they say, well, it's kind of tricky because, you know, you go back to the days of techno, of synth pop, of the 80s, the 90s, of rap, of sampling. And the question over what is real and what is popular and what's likable, it all gets a little bit fuzzy. If somebody at a computer or, you know, with an AI platform creates, and I'm using air quotes here, something and people like it, what is the difference in that? This is what the defenders of AI music say. What's the difference between that and if somebody got, you know, sat down with a computer and a few mixing desks? It's an interesting argument. Most musicians would have very strong views about it.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of pop songs are formulaic.
Well, a lot of...
Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, Udio and Suno, the two platforms I mentioned, they are being sued in the US by the American music industry for essentially training their algorithms on copyright.
Now, this goes back to the New York Times took action against ChatGPT about training it on the New York Times archive.
Yeah, and they weren't the only ones. There's been a lot of lawsuits around that idea. What Udio said in their defense of this is quite interesting. They said, and I'm quoting, just as students listen to music and study scores, our model has listened to and learned from a large collection of recorded music, and that the goal of the model is just to develop an understanding of musical ideas, and it called them basic building blocks. So what it's saying is that there are general building blocks that most musicians lean on, whether they're creating the music themselves or using a computer to do it, and they're just speeding it up.
Some of the comments coming in, I firmly believe that we've invented something in AI that will now see our slow decline as a species and eventually wipe us out.
Well, that's the Elon Musk school of thinking about it. Sam Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, which runs ChatGPT, which is by far the biggest AI out there, he has a more nuanced view. He does think it's going to be very powerful. He does believe in what they call AGI, artificial general intelligence, which is where a computer can actually think and match a human. But he doesn't necessarily think it'll wipe us out.
The lyrics from these AI songs sounds like the nonsense lyrics that you sing to a newborn to entertain them.
Well, so, you know, two comments on that. Number one, those nonsense lyrics for newborns actually sell quite well. And that's really what we're talking about. Secondly, I lived through an era of Stock Aitken and Watermoon with Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, and a whole factory of pop stars where the lyrics were, they might as well have been done by AI. So this is the problem.
It also, doesn't it depend on the instructions you give AI? I mean, if you ask AI, as I did one time, to do a sonnet with the structure ABBA, ABBA, CDE, CDE, it did it perfectly.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So The question over whether there is value in what this is output, that's where all of this, I think, this entire debate is. And then with a side order of who's making the money.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.